Everything bad is good for you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know that many of you are concerned that America's culture has sunk deep into depravity, and as proof, you point to violent video games like Grand Theft Auto. But they're not just violent.
They're incredibly difficult.
So difficult that according to author Stephen Johnson, they're actually raising children's IQ scores. He calls his new book Everything Bad is Good for You because in evaluating video games and pop culture, he discovered what he calls the sleeper curve. In Woody Allen's movie Sleeper, the protagonist wakes up after 100 years to discover that chocolate and fat are actually good for you. Well, the future may not be so kind to chocolate and fat, but it could indeed smile on video games.
The most popular game of all time is a game called The Sims, where you sit there with a virtual family and you raise your virtual kids and you manage the household budget and you do all the things that grown-ups do, except that, you know, nine-year-olds are doing this.
And according to Stephen Jones' research, this is actually raising IQ scores.
We teach kids calculus in schools, knowing full well that 99% of those kids will never actually use calculus.
True.
And we teach it because there's good exercise for the brain in learning calculus. And that's what I think kids are getting out of these games. It's like chess. You know, you don't learn anything about life from playing chess, but you do get kind of a good cognitive workout, and that's what the games are doing.
Not only that, video game revenue is now higher than Hollywood box office revenue. So remember that, parents, when you're deciding whether your kids should be outside playing basketball or inside with The Sims. Most kids won't make the NBA, but visit the average software company. There's a lot of very young people who, as far as I can tell, are paid a lot to move a joystick. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.